This is the Truth Network.
Welcome, fellow adventurers, to the Masculine Journey Joyride Podcast. This is a brand new show from the guys you know. I'm talking, of course, about the Band of Brothers. My name is Keith, and I'm the producer for Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you will hear funny stories, exchanges, and thought-provoking moments that will amuse you, make you smile, and draw you closer to Jesus Christ in your journey of life. You know, people like to watch hockey and football for the big hits and excitement. People also like to listen to the Masculine Journey to laugh and learn with the guys who love the Lord, as well as hear some Harold is old jokes.
Right, because there's so much misinformation. There's so much things out there that people just jump on whatever bandwagon they feel like they should attach to.
And they attach so easily to things that aren't even part of their lives. And that's part of the social media. I don't think things have changed as far as how people are. In fact, in the 70s, when I was a police officer, it drove me nuts. And I nearly got hit once when I was helping out with an accident because people are looking at the accident, not where they're going, not at the folks that are trying to get them through there safely. And we've got one person that's trying to get us through all this. And I don't like the word safe to begin with because it's an illusion. But our only safe place is in God's will. And that seems awfully dangerous. So, but that's the best place for us to be.
Different kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
Right? You know, and I think you're right. You know, Robbie, you'd made the point before the show that, you know, why do people go to certain events? You were talking a little bit about that. You know,
Why do they go to hockey games for the great extent because of the fights? So they go to NASCAR or stock car races. They want to see the crashes, right? And, you know, back in your day when they used to do the chariot races, Harold, right? I mean, Ben-Hur, you remember that stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, they put the little spiky things on the wheels.
Yeah, it was hard.
That was like stepping it up a notch at that point.
We couldn't do it in the backyard any longer. We had to build a Coliseum.
So from the guys of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.
Say, what would you do if you were a new Christian and you didn't have a Bible? It's Michael Woolworth, by the way, from Bible League International, and you'd probably say, well, I'd hop in my car, I'd go to a Christian bookstore, or I'd have one shipped to me. What if those weren't options? You'd say, well, I'm new to the faith. I need to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. You know, you would pray that someone, anyone, would bring you a Bible. And that's exactly the way it is for literally millions of Christians around the world. They're part of our spiritual family. They're new to the faith. They want to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. But God has them planted where it's very difficult to access a Bible. And that's why the Truth Network and Bible League have teamed up to send God's Word to 3,500 Bible-less believers around the globe. Our campaign is called The World Needs the Word. $5 sends a Bible, $100 sends 20, every gift matched. Make your most generous gift by calling 800-YES-WORD, 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 or give at truthnetwork.com.